praise him this morning. Thank you, Jesus. You better praise him again. After 35 years, don't act like you don't want to praise him. Can you say amen? Amen. He's been too good. He's been too good. Amen and amen. The place of our defense. Can you say amen? Amen. We began with Isaiah as Isaiah wrote to us or speaks to us, praise God, as amen, the instrument of God. Amen. Letting us know, praise God, that God, amen, has a place of protection for those that are identified as the righteous. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. We, amen, praise God, amen, are to understand, praise God, that you protect that, amen, that is worthy of being protected. Can you say amen? Amen. There are some things you don't leave outside, amen, to, amen, praise God, be dealt with by the elements. There are some things even if you bring into your home, amen, praise God, you just don't leave it anywhere. Hallelujah, praise God. You put it in a place. If it's a valuable, if you might have some place to lock it up or, amen, cover it up in your home, praise God, you won't leave it anywhere. You put it in a protected place. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. The things that, amen, praise God, you look upon as precious, the things that you look upon as valuable, praise God, amen, praise God, you want them to be protected. Amen, praise God. We, amen, in this nation, hallelujah, praise God, look upon, amen, sometimes even though we might feel like it might not quite be worthy, but, amen, we look upon, praise God, the leadership, praise God, as hallelujah, praise God, those that need to be protected. And so, praise God, they have a plan. Can you say amen? In the event of war, praise God, that hallelujah, the presidents and the cabinet, praise God, will be amen, moved to a secure location, amen, praise God, where, amen, even though there be war, they would be protected. Can we say amen? They have the facility, amen, praise God, in, amen, praise God, Cheyenne Mountain, can you say amen, amen, dug into a rock, can you say amen, an underground bunker, if you please, and amen, in the time that we live in, amen, they have the technology where they have bombs that are bunker bursting bombs, can you say amen? In other words, praise God, they have enough, amen, they're designed so and have a weight so that if they're dropped from so far up in the air, amen, praise God, that when they hit the ground, they don't explode when it hits the ground, but they are designed to penetrate down to a certain depth and then explode. Can you say amen? And these are the bunker bursting bombs. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. But amen. The Cheyenne facility, amen, is constructed so that it's protected even against, amen, praise God, this kind of technology. Amen. It is said, praise God, that even a 30 megaton nuclear blast, amen, could not penetrate, amen, praise God, the protection bunker that is in Cheyenne Mountain. Can we say amen? Amen. The point, amen, that I'm making is that, amen, what we consider important, amen, what we consider valuable, what we consider, amen, praise God, precious, amen, praise God, we would protect. Can you say amen? And make no mistake about it, amen, praise God, God considers the redeemed, amen, of the Lord. He considers us when we are, amen, redeemed, when we are washed in the blood of the Lamb as precious. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God. Amen. God speaks in the Old Testament through Isaiah, and let it be known, praise God, that that, amen, one that would be walking in righteousness, amen, doing the things, praise God, that please the God, amen, praise God, that he would also have a place of defense. I tell your neighbor, praise God, that place of defense that, amen, God spoke concerning, amen, the man walking in obedience and walking, amen, praise God, in righteousness, amen, praise God, was identified as a place that was in the munition of rocks. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, that place was a high place. Amen, praise God, because, amen, praise God, the places that are high or strategically located, amen, praise God, that they have a view of the enemy even as the enemy approaches. Amen, praise God, in the munition of rocks, amen, praise God, is not only in a high place, but it is in a place where it is not easily accessible, because it's in rocks that, amen, are high and jagged and sharp. Can you say amen? And there's no easy way, hallelujah, to approach unto that place that is identified as the place of the rocks, of the munition of rocks. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, God says to the righteous, praise God, amen, I'm going to put you in a place, hallelujah, that is a high place, hallelujah, in the midst, amen, praise God, of rocks that are sharp, rocks that are jagged, amen, steep slopes, where the enemy is not easily going to be able to climb up or to reach you. Why? Because I'm going to put you in that place. Can you say amen? But not only does God promise, amen, praise God, to put him, amen, in a place that is fortified, a place that is protected. Can you say amen? But he also tells, amen, him this. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Bread will be provided. Can you say amen? I tell your neighbor, in that place where God puts you, you ain't got to worry about whether or not bread will be provided. Amen. The enemy may not be able to reach you, but I'll be there to resupply and to meet your every need. I'll be there that you may be fed. Even in the munition of rocks, you will have a place, amen, where I will feed you. You ought to give God a praise. Can you say amen? Not only does he tell them, you will be fed in that place, but he says that the waters will be sure unto you. How many know waters don't flow uphill? Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, waters flow down. Can you say amen? But God is telling the righteous, if I place you in this high place, if I put you in the rocks, if I, amen, put you there, you don't have to worry, I'll still feed you. And amen, even though water don't flow up the hill, the waters that I give you will be sure. It means, praise God, that you won't thirst there, because I'll be your water, I'll be your bread, I'll be everything that you need. Tell your enemy, hallelujah, the righteous were assured by God, amen, praise God, that I'm the one that can put you in a place that you ain't got to worry about the enemy breaking in on you. You can lay down and sleep at night and know you're protected. It doesn't matter what the elements might bring. I got you covered. You'll never be hungry. You'll never be thirsty. I'll be there to be your God and to be your helper and to be your deliverer. Tell your neighbor, only God can put you in that high place. You ought to give him another praise. God, you say amen. Hallelujah. God, let's, amen, the righteous know. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That I'm your protector. I'm your keeper. I'm the one that will shield you. Can you say amen? He told Israel, hallelujah, lift up your eye to the hill from which cometh your help. You ain't got to worry about where you are. The sun won't smite you by day, neither shall the moon smite you by night. Because your keeper, he don't sleep. Your keeper, he don't slumber. His eyes are always watching over you. Can you say amen? If he gonna be awake, I ain't gotta be awake. Can you say amen? If he's watching, I can trust that he will be my keeper and be my deliverer. If he's fighting on my behalf, I ain't gotta worry about how the battle is going to come out. Are you gonna praise him? Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Therefore, hallelujah, the righteous begin to testify about who their God is. Tell your neighbor you ought to know who your God is. He's your shield. He's your buckler. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise our God. Tell your neighbor, my God is my water if I'm thirsty. Can you say amen? He bread when I'm hungry. Can you say amen? Amen. The God that I serve, amen, recognizes that I need restoration every now and then. Tell your neighbor, amen. God say, when you get tired, come here. I'm going to let you lay down beside some still water, and I'm going to restore you because I'm your keeper. I'm your deliverer. Tell your neighbor, God know how to watch over that is precious under him. Amen. He know how, hallelujah, to protect what's his. And so, praise God, make no mistake about it. The enemy can't run into the camp of God willy-nilly. Amen. Because it's set up to be fortified. It's set up, amen, that you cannot cut off my supply route. Ain't no way you gonna starve me out, cause I will eat. Amen. Ain't no way you gonna cut off my water, because they are sure under me. Ain't no way you can stop me, amen, from rejoicing in my God, because every time I look at all that he has done to be my keeper, I raise my hand and I give him glory all over again. I praise him because he's a keeper. I praise him because he's a deliverer. I praise him because he's a way maker. If he's done it here for you, you ought to give him glory. I say, if he done any of that for you, you ought to give him a praise. So praise God. Hallelujah. The people of God recognize that God is our Savior. He's my salvation. Tell your neighbor, if it had not been for God, I would have been cut off a long time ago. Can you say amen? But the Lord is my help. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my Savior. The Lord is my rock. He's my high tower. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, he's my high tower. Amen. Praise God. I'm not going to be long, but listen. Amen. Will you say to me, hallelujah, elder? Amen. We ain't got no rocks
Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. A fortification. Amen, praise God. There is no great mountain range where, amen, praise God, he's telling the church, amen, to be sequestered. Can you say amen? There is no, hallelujah, amen, as it were, in the natural munition of rocks. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? So, Elder, how does Isaiah speak to me? Hallelujah. Because Isaiah is saying, hallelujah, to the righteous, that I will put you in the munition of rocks. Can you say amen? But how does that speak to me? Where is my strong tower? Where is my high place? Where is the place where I need to run to when the enemy is threatening? Can you say amen? I'm so glad, hallelujah, that God did not leave us without an answer. Can you say amen? For the word of God let us know that the name of the Lord, can you say amen, is a strong power. Tell your neighbor, amen, the God that is, amen, praise God, is a God that now dwells, amen, among the people of God. Tell your neighbor, amen, not only is he Jehovah Jireh, not only is he Jehovah Nissi, not only is he Jehovah Shalom, not only is he Jehovah Teskenua, not only is he Jehovah Rapha, not only is he Jehovah Ra, can you say amen, but all of those wrapped up is in one name. Tell your neighbor, one name, one name is my peace, one name is my banner, one name is my provider, one my healer. Can you say amen? Say the name of all wrapped up in one name. Tell your neighbor, hallelujah, amen. I heard the prophet, can you say amen, say his name will be called Emmanuel. Can you say amen? Why? Because of Jehovah. Can you say amen? Lord have mercy. Tell your neighbor, hallelujah, Abraham didn't know God by the name Jehovah. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, Abraham knew God as a mighty God. Lord, he was the Elohim. Can you say amen? The strong God, the mighty God. Abraham came to find out that whatever God tell you, you can believe it. God will never come short of his promise. Can you say amen? It was not until Moses that God revealed another name. Can you say amen? Abraham didn't know God as, hallelujah, amen, amen, praise God, Jehovah. He knew him only as a mighty God, the God that could not fail, the God that would not come short of his promises. But Jehovah, Jesus says, can you say amen, was revealed unto Moses. Can you say amen? What? Hallelujah. I want you to know, Moses, that the God of Abraham is a God that's standing in front of you right now. And Abraham didn't know me as Jehovah. But I want you to know I was there yesterday, and on your tomorrow, I'll be there. Lord, you ought to praise him for who he is. Take the same man, but as we get closer to the glory of God, amen, God, give greater revelation. Tell your neighbor, you want to know more? You got to get a little closer. Take the same man, tell your neighbor, the closer you get, the more he can reveal. Julia, are you out of praise him? Tell your neighbor, it didn't stop with Almighty God. Lord, have mercy. It didn't stop with Jehovah. Can you say, man, found out he's a rose of Sharon. Found out he's a living out of the valley. Found out he is the bright and morning star. Lord, sprung out. Can you say, man, out of Jacob, found out? Can you say, man, that this God that I serve, amen, from everlasting to everlasting, he's still God? You ought to praise him. Can you say, man, as I got a little closer, can you say, man, found out? Hallelujah. He's a true vine. Lord, tell the neighbor, he's a true vine. Every branch in him that beareth fruit, he'll flourish, that it'll bring forth more fruit. Can you say, man, found out? Isaiah said, amen, he don't want you only to know him by name, but he's coming. Can you say, man, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. You are a prophet, yes, you say, man, Lord. Was coming would be called Emmanuel. Why? You gonna call him Emmanuel? Cause it will be God with us. Can you say, man, tell your neighbor, when Mary had a baby, hallelujah, it was God with us. Y'all wanna praise him. Tell your neighbor, when Mary had her first child, it was God with us. Can you say, man, why are you here, Lord? I'm going to give you a place of refuge. Why are you here, Lord? I'm going to provide a place of security. Why are you here, Lord? I'm going to give you a name that is above every other name. Can you say, man? And so, hallelujah, Gabriel came with a special message. Can you say, man? Amen. As he approached Mary, he told her, behold, thou that are highly favored. Can you say, man? Tell your neighbor, don't worry about what folks think. Can you say, man? Set your mind on what God's opinion of you is. Can you say, man? Tell your neighbor, I gotta praise my Redeemer. I gotta praise the one that brought me out of my darkness into this marvelous life. I gotta praise the one who saw me dead and told name, Jesus. Can you say amen? Somebody say his name is Jesus. Can you say amen? I can't hear you. Somebody say his name is Jesus. I don't hear you. Somebody say his name is Jesus. Say it again, his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. There's power in that name. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Whether or not you may put your faith in it, it does not diminish the power of that name. Can you say amen?
Pepco has some issues sometimes. Amen. Praise God. But there's power. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I don't see. But here's an outlet that ain't plugged in. There's power in that outlet. Can you say that? It ain't lighting up nothing. Can you say amen? Amen. It ain't running nothing. Can you say, but it's power in that outlet?
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. The power supply. Amen. Praise God. By, amen. Praise God. The utility, Pepco. It's power in that outlet. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. But it don't run nothing till you plug into it. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
The power is there, but you got to plug into it. And when you plug into it, amen, praise God, it'll run. Can you say thank you, Jesus? It'll run your thing. It'll cut your lights on. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. The name of Jesus has power.
Yes.
Your cord is safe. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You take that cord and you plug into that power. Can you say amen? And it'll do what you need to do. I don't care if you're in the valley. I don't care what your situation. You take that cord of faith. You plug into that power. Amen. Praise God. And the name. Amen. Praise God will never. Amen. Praise God. Lose. Amen. This power. The psalmist said, I heard it once. Twice. They told me power belongs to God.
Amen.
This name provides for us a strong tower. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Wherever we run, can you say thank you, Jesus?
Oh, yes.
When trouble arrives, where do we go? When, amen, the songwriter say, when there's no foundation, stay.
My Lord.
Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Where do I run to?
Yes.
When everything around me is crumbling down, where is my place? A security. Tell your neighbors a secret place.
Yes, it is.
Tell your neighbors a secret place. Anybody can get there.
Yes.
To get there, you got to be baptized in Jesus' name.
Tell it.
You got to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Speaking in other tongues.
Yes.
And the Spirit of God give the other. Tell your neighbors a secret place. Can you say thank you, Jesus? For he that is I. Amen. Pray in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If you were able to peep into that place, you would see the righteous standing. And where are they standing? On a rock. Can you say thank you, Jesus? How they stand is shield, cover, protect. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? I don't gotta worry. Can you say amen? I got my place. Amen. Praise God among the remission of rocks.
Yes.
Where I stand. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. He is my protection. He is my help. He's my strength.
Amen.
He's my deliverer. He is the place of my defense.
Yes.
That's where you run when there's trouble. You don't hang out in the open.
No.
Way back in the 50s, they had the bomb shelters. Can you say thank you, Jesus? They told you to duck and cover, get under the desk, do something. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, amen, praise God, if the hurricane tent coming, amen, praise God, get into a room that's got walls around it, jump in your bathtub. Can you say amen? Why? Amen. For protection. Can you say amen? In other words, when there is threat, we need protection. And for God's people, amen, praise God, when the enemy would threaten, amen, we are to know that we have a place already secured. It's the place of our defense. It's a strong tower.
Can you say amen? It means the enemy can't follow you in there. It means he can't break down the door. It means that he can't burst in on you. It's a strong tower. And the righteous run. Can you say amen? Them that know God know where to run. Can you say amen? Them that know God know who to call on. Can you? Them that know God know, praise God, where to go when trouble arises. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. We don't try to fight battles where we're outnumbered. We wise. Can you say amen? We don't try to stand on our own when we know that the battle belongs to God. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. We won. Amen. Praise God. Into his arms of protection.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Knowing, praise God, that in his arms there is always safety and security.
Yes.
Knowing that there I will be fed and my waters will not fail. Can you say amen? So when we run up into the arms of God, we are supposed to feel protected.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, if you don't know you protect it, then you won't count it as protection.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. But when you know it, you're going to feel it. Can you say amen? I know God's got me. I know God's my king. I know God's my way maker. Can you say amen? So I don't have no problem sleeping at night. Because I know a way going to be there. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't have no problems not worrying. Because why should I worry? Can you say amen? Why should I worry? If God is my help, if God is my keeper, can you say amen? Why should I worry? Why not just trust God and let God have his way? Can you say thank you, Jesus? What a blessing it is. I'm closing. To have a nice home, and you got windows and all of that in the home, and you got good stuff in your house, real good windows and everything, and the storm rages and rises up, and you just go to the window and look out. You see it raining, you see trees bending, and the wind blowing, and all of that. Can you say amen? You just looking out. You look out and see the storm, you might go get some tea or a piece of cake. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Because you understand. You protect. Can you say amen? And you ain't worried. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Yeah.
Instead of us sitting down, looking out at the storm, we come back out into the storm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why in the world? If you got a place of protection where you can just look at the storm, can you say thank you? Why would you come back out in the storm? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Why would you come back out in the storm when you're in the place of protection? Can you say amen? So if there's confusion all around you, just look out your window. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I ain't going out there in that. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. For in this trouble all around you, just look out your window. I ain't going out there in that. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. If God ain't sending me out in the storm, then I ain't trying to go out in the storm. I ran into the place of protection. When it started to rain, I came in. I ain't trying to go back out. Be encouraged, people of God. We have a place of defense. It's in the remission of rocks.
Yes.
It's a name that is above every other name.
Jesus.
This name all by itself is excellent. It is a name that is high. A name that is lifted up. In a name of security. Can you say amen? Because amen, Gabriel told Mary, you will call his name
Jesus.
For he will save his people from their sins. Can you say amen? Say your neighbor, he's still a savior. He's still a deliverer. And he's still the rock of our salvation. Give our God. Come on, give him a prayer.
cemetery.